This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. Tickets for next year's World Cup in Brazil are on sale today, starting at $90. Actually getting one requires navigating a new and complicated ticketing process. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer explains.
Soccer fans will pay a lot to see a World Cup match, to witness feats like U.S. player Landon Donovan's goal at the 2010 World Cup.
Go, go! Oh, it's incredible!
And incredibly expensive to see up close. The new ticket system is an effort to make things more fair. But being fair is complicated. Rob Boddy is a sports economist at Lake Forest College.
There's a steep learning curve with regard to securing tickets for this event.
I'll say. First, there's a lottery that starts today. Then leftover tickets are sold. Then there's another lottery. The whole process is outlined in a brochure that's 30 pages long. The idea is to avoid the laws of supply and demand that push ticket prices up, but someone will still lose out, according to Ben Sterner, who runs a sports marketing firm.
The people who are going to be left behind are the everyday soccer, football fans.
Because not everybody wins the lottery. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.